Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, my wonderful friends. This is Pastor Terry Sisney. This is Higher Life Podcast. I want to welcome you in today. It is so good to be able to come to you by way of this podcast. I want to talk to you today about the power of your testimony. The power of your testimony. It is such a powerful thing that I think many people do not understand and do not realize and do not utilize the power of their own personal testimony. The Bible says in the book of Revelation 12 and 11, and they overcame him. Of course, the him is talking about the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. The word of their testimony. Oh, that's so powerful. You know, when we look in the Bible, let's look primarily today, right now, at the three Hebrew children. You know the story, of course. The wicked king, he erected a huge image, idol, set it up, commanded all the people of the land to bow down before the image and to worship his gods. And the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, which is not actually their names, but were names given to them by the Babylonian king, they would not bow. They refused to bow. And so they were thrown into the fiery furnace because they refused to bow. Before they were thrown into the furnace, they made a statement. They said, O king, we will not bow. Our God that we serve is able to deliver us from this fiery furnace. But if he does not deliver us from this fiery furnace, we're still not going to bow. And ultimately, he is going to deliver us from your hands, whether it's we die in the furnace or whether we're delivered from the furnace or through the furnace. And the reason I'm bringing that up to you today is that was a powerful thing that occurred, that happened in the lives of these three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But if it was not put down for us, if we could not read it, if we did not hear of the testimony, it would have died with them on that day. Although they had a great victory, if it had not have been recorded, we could not read about it today. We could not be encouraged by it today. We could not see the spirit of faith and the conquering spirit that was in those, we call them Hebrew children, they're young men. We would not see the spirit of faith and the boldness that was in those young men on that particular day. But because it was put down, that testimony lives continuously through the ages and encourages people today because it was put down, it was written down. Now, how much more powerful is your personal testimony that is audible? I think it's powerful that you have a written testimony. I mean, I write books. I've written over 30 books now. And I write books to document my faith and document my experience with God and put it down so other people can read it and be encouraged and be helped by it. But your personal testimony has power. It is powerful. I believe that somebody can be delivered because of your testimony. What is a testimony? Well, a test, you know, let's break it up. A test is a trial. It's a difficulty. It's something that you go through where your character, your makeup, the reality of who you are is put on trial. And you find out if you are who you say you are. You find out if you really have the faith that you claim to have. It's pressure is what a test is. It's pressure that is above normal. You know, when somebody pressure tests something, a part that's being used for a particular thing, they pressure test it. They put it under an extreme load to see if it can endure under the extreme load, because if it can endure under the extreme load, then it can function every day under a lesser load. And you can have confidence in it that it is able to bear the lesser load because it passed the test. It passed the test. And a testimony is a audible vocal record. I have passed the test. I passed the test. I went through the fire, but I came through it like gold. That's what Job said. He said, though I be tried, I've come forth like gold. Though God slay me, yet I'll trust him. I shall then come forth as gold. There's going to be tests in your life. There's going to be fires in your life you're going to go through. But if you keep your faith in God, you can pass the test. And when you pass the test, you have the power to share that testimony with others. The Bible says we comfort others with the same comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of the Lord. When I have gone through a test, I have found God's word to be the stabilizer in my life. I've found God's word to be the thing that empowers me, the thing that puts faith in my heart, puts courage in my heart, puts confidence in my heart, puts assurance in my heart, gives me the wherewithal to keep pressing, to keep reaching, to keep stretching, to keep walking and not give up. And then when I come through that test, I have the great privilege now of sharing with others what I went through. And God's faithfulness, how God brought me through. Your testimony today can be the tool that God uses to deliver somebody. Somebody will be delivered because of your testimony. Somebody will be healed because of your testimony. Somebody will receive boldness, the courage, the strength to try again because of your testimony. Somebody who was in the ministry but had decided it was over, decided it's not worth it. Decided, I'm tired of trying. I'm not going to fight this battle anymore. But because of your testimony, of what you went through and how you were sustained and how God saw you through, aided you through, helped you through your struggle, that testimony will give somebody else the courage, the faith, the boldness to try again. To try again, to not quit, to not throw in the towel, to not give up. Somebody who was on the verge of a nervous breakdown will hear your testimony and they'll find peace and they'll find comfort and they'll find strength because of your testimony. Hallelujah. Not only do we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, not only do we overcome him personally in our own lives, but we also give other people the tools to fight with where they can win their own personal battles. Isn't that amazing that my testimony can be a tool that someone else can use to secure their own personal victory? That's powerful, friend. No wonder we're supposed to testify. No wonder it's the devil doesn't want you to testify. No wonder the devil does everything he can to get you to hold your experience to yourself and never share it and never tell it. Because he knows the power of your personal testimony to bring hope and courage and faith and confidence and healing and deliverance to someone else. The devil knows that. But I think many times we don't know that. We think, well, my testimony is so small. My testimony is so insignificant. It's so, it doesn't really count for much. Well, that's a lie from the devil, friend. I'm telling you right now. If you have been saved for 30 minutes, you've got a testimony. If you've been saved for 30 years, you've got a testimony. You say, well, the truth is, Pastor, my testimony is so small. I never was in jail. I never got hooked on drugs. I've never been involved in promiscuity. I've just had a very dull humdrum life, and so I don't really have a testimony. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? That's a testimony of keeping power, that God could keep you from having to get involved in all that mess, that God could keep you in the midst of a world that is so perverse and so crooked and so wicked, and yet God could keep you from it, and you never got involved in it, you never fell into it, you never had to be delivered from the cesspool of life. God sustained you and kept you from it. He did that for me. I grew up in a place that was very, very rough place and known for a lot of wickedness, but God kept me in the midst of it all and brought me out and put a ministry in my life and made me a preacher of the gospel and made me an author and I tell you, you've got a testimony. Never be ashamed of your testimony. Your testimony will put hell to flight. Your testimony is going to lift somebody up out of the slough of despondency and despair. Oh, hallelujah. No wonder the devil tries to kill you. No wonder he's trying to shut you up, because he wants to shut up your testimony. See, my whole intention for this word for you today is to shame the devil, to glorify God, and to encourage you to believe in the power of your testimony. Now, having said that, if you add the word of God to your testimony, whoo, now you have multiplied the power of your testimony 100-fold. Hallelujah. Koshakata mando boshikita lamasata mesendo bosheta lamasa. For the Lord would say, my word will not return unto me void, but it will accomplish that which I sent it to do. It will prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Therefore, says the Lord, put my word in your mouth and speak my word. O kada sando boshata, speak my word, and my word will go forth like a two-edged sword, saith the Lord. And my word will bring deliverance. My word will bring healing. My word will bring victory into the lives of those who hear your testimony. So the Lord would say today, be bold, be strong, be courageous. Stand up, open your mouth, and testify. For there are those who are waiting on your testimony. There are those who will falter if it were not for your testimony. There are those who are struggling, but your testimony is going to be a lifeline to them. The Lord would say your testimony will be that lifeline that will bring them out of their despair and their despondency. So open wide your mouth today and testify, saith the Lord, and I will use your testimony, and it will be a breakthrough. Somebody this day will receive a breakthrough because you were willing to share your testimony. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I hope you received that today, my friend. That was a word from the Lord. You know, when David was running from King Saul and he came to the priest, he asked the priest there, I believe it was a Dothan, and he said, do you have a sword? And they said, no, we don't have anything here. And then a priest spoke up and said, the sword of Goliath is here. Your sword, the sword of Goliath that you took from Goliath on the day that you slew him, it's here. And David said, well, give me that sword. There is none like it. I thought, that's amazing. There's none like it. What did David mean when he said there's none like that sword? Was he talking about the fact that Goliath's sword was the biggest sword in the whole country? Was he talking about the fact that Goliath's sword was made out of a certain iron or material that no other sword was made out of? Was he talking about the fact that there was beautiful jewels on Goliath's sword? All of those things may have been true, but I don't believe that's what David was saying. Really, what David was saying was, that is my personal testimony. I took that from Goliath. I cut off his own head with that sword. That sword is my personal testimony, and there is nothing like it in the land. Friend, that's the truth. That's the truth. You can share my testimony, but my testimony is my testimony. Yours is yours, and there is none like it in the land. There's nothing that can compare with your own personal testimony when it comes to sharing your faith and when it comes to helping somebody and lifting somebody, encouraging somebody. So be bold today. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Open your mouth and testify, and someone will reach for that testimony. And that testimony, as the Lord just spoke to us, will be a lifeline to someone who's drowning today, to someone who is in despair. And they will be saved, they'll be delivered, they'll be healed, they'll be encouraged, they'll be strengthened, they'll be lifted up, they'll be fired up. It'll put fire back in their souls that you can make it. You can make it. Well, I want to just thank you today for being with us. I really hope this blessed you. The power of your personal testimony, there's nothing like it. I want to share with you, I wrote this, I've been sharing with you from my book, and a new chapter. I really believe this book will just really encourage your heart. You can find it on Amazon.com, Amazon.com, Terry Sisney in the books category. And you can get it in the paperback or the Kindle version. And I really believe today that this book will really bless you, especially if you have felt like you have come to the end of a chapter or you're struggling through a bad chapter in your life. I really believe today that this book will help to put the spirit of a conqueror back in you, will put wind back underneath your wings, help you get back to the place where you're supposed to be, and that you'll fly again, and you'll fly higher than you've ever been. I really believe that today. I bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you for being with us. Join us again very soon. Higher Life Broadcast podcast here, and we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.